What you are about to witness is scientifically authentic. It is just one step ahead of present-day reality and two steps ahead of present-day sexiness. Prepare yourself to attempt to conceive an inconceivable outer space adventure. Brace yourself for something so fantastically fantastical, you'll soil yourself from intergalactic excitement. Get ready to...
Turn it up.
Go. Welcome to the show, Ariana Grande!
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's been a minute since we've spoken, but we can confirm you're coming to Australia.
I'm very excited. I'm so excited to come to Australia.
Ariana, your album My Everything is out August 22nd. It features Big Sean, Iggy Azalea, The Weeknd, and my man ASAP Ferg. That's some huge collaborations on your album. Well done.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited that it comes out there a little earlier. That's kind of exciting and nerve-wracking to me because then it's going to get out and everybody's going to hear it.
So Australia gets the first taste. Thank you very much.
Oh my God, I hope y'all like it.
Amongst these collaborations, my mate Harry Styles from One Direction wrote a powerful piece, A Little Bit of Your Heart, specifically for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was very exciting. I loved working with him in the studio because like I know he's so talented as an artist and as a vocalist, and I know everybody sees that, everybody knows that, but I don't think everybody's fully aware of his writing capability, and it really shocked me. It was really beautiful, and I props to him. Like, he deserves so much respect in that way. He's great, very talented.
What was that process like writing with Harry Styles? Did you guys obviously in the same studio together? Was it over a couple of hours, a couple of days?
No. I was recording another song. We were writing something else at that point. Uh-huh. And he stopped by literally just to say hi to his friends at the studio, like to the producers over there. And because he was like in town for a little while, so he came by to say hello. I think this is how it happened. And they were like, "Do you want to write for Ariana?" And he was like, "Yeah, sure." So he and Johan went and sat by the piano and just like sang this ballad out. And then it was done. And I was so touched when I heard it. And yeah, it was beautiful.
Cannot wait to hear that. The hashtag is Ariana co-hosts Bump. It's trending right now. And up next, we're going to take some fan voicemail questions from your Aussie Arianators.
Sweet. Can't wait.
This is
The Bump.
The hottest hits.
Fan made.
The hashtag Ariana co-host Bump. We are connecting Aussie fans up with Ariana Grande all night as we find out the two songs you've been bumping in the most since the show started about 10 minutes ago.
No, I'm really not fine at all.
5 seconds of Summer Amnesia. A lot of people bumping in GRL as well. Ariana Grande on the line. Hello. What do you think of Australia's choices so far? What's been bumped in?
5 SOS. That is My American Apparel Underwear. And I love now, right?
That's it.
Right?
That's their hit, She Looks So Perfect.
I love that song. That's a good song. GRL, I know because they did a song with Pitbull, right? That was very big in America.
Wild Heart.
Yes. Okay, yeah, they're great. I love their voices. Both of those are really great.
The hashtag is trending right now on Twitter. Ariana co-hosts The Bump. Now, we've chosen some of your biggest Australian Arianators to send some voicemail questions to you.
Hey, Ariana, it's Ashley from Sydney. I love you so much, and just thank you for, like, changing my life. I have a question about your four dogs. Why did you name them Forks, Ophelia, Coco, and Toulouse, and what is your favourite thing to do with them?
Oh, my, I have four pups now.
Oh, wow.
So Coco is absolutely insane, and she's, I think, maybe possibly a little blind. Because as soon as somebody enters the room, she goes crazy and barks. Next, we found Ophelia. Ophelia is a floppy, enormous, huge, fluffy bear.
Yeah.
And she's just got the most beautiful, like, fluffy coat, and I love her so much. And then Toulouse, who is my angel, he is just the sweetest, most amazing puppy in the world. And then I have one more puppy that I adopted last month, and her name is Fox, and it's spelled F-A-W-K-E-S after Dumbledore's phoenix, because
yes.
Phoenixes, when they die, they're immediately reborn from their ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And I found her the day after my grandpa passed away, so I sort of like I wanted to name her after something that never dies, to represent like his spirit. Fox is my new snuggle buddy.
Hashtag Ariana co-hosts Bump. That is the trending topic, and that's the way people are getting on air with Ariana Grande tonight. We'll do that again next.
Time to do it. Let's bump.
This is
The Bump.
The hottest hits.
Fan made.
My happy little pet.
Are these your top two tonight? Woo! There's the good news, Ariana Grande. Your song with Jessie J and Nicki Minaj looks like it's going to secure number one.
Woo! Thank you so much.
Tell us, what was it like working with these beautiful women in studio?
Well, I actually didn't work with them. I wrote the song with Max and Savin like a few months before I knew that it was going to be this three-part song. They played it for me in Monty's office, and it had the two of them on it, and I had a heart attack. He was like, surprise! And it was great. So I actually didn't work with them in the studio. The first time I worked with them together was on the music video set, and that was a lot of fun. They're so great. Their personalities are killer.
Ariana, we've got another message from an Aussie fan of yours who used the hashtag Ariana co-host bump.
Hi, I'm Ella from Brisbane. I'm flying down hopefully to Sydney to meet you. I'm so obsessed with you, and I'm loving your collaborations recently with all the other artists. But is there any artist you wouldn't work with?
This is a terrible question. I'm not going to lie, man. I hate this question.
That's fine. Who would you like to work with then? I mean, obviously on the album, you got Big Sean, Iggy, The Weeknd, ASAP. Is there anyone you haven't ticked off yet?
There's too much on my plate right now to even think about that. But my favorite artist in the world is Imogen Heap. And maybe one day I would, like, I know it's a lot to ask, but that's my dream.
This is
The Bump.
The hottest hits.
Fan made.
Hey guys, it's Ariana Grande hanging out with Angus on The Bump.
Our very special co-host tonight is Ariana Grande. The number one trending topic on Twitter is Ariana co-host Bump. Now, you have just this morning released your new video clip for your song Break Free. It's absolutely gorgeous, and so are you in it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's also a hot topic when it comes to your fans. We've got another voicemail message for you.
Hey, it's Daniela from Perth, and I just wanted to ask whether you've saved anyone in real life or held a gun.
Well, I've never killed anything. I've never shot anything in the head. That actually goes very much against my nature.
Yep.
I'm sort of like a vegan, hippie, peace-loving moment. But for some reason, there's something so theatrical and exciting about holding a gun.
Yeah.
I just can't do it in real life.
You wouldn't ever shoot a real gun, but you're happy to shoot the laser in the music video clip.
Oh, hell no. I would shoot a glitter gun or a lipstick gun or a laser gun, but not a gun. Oh, my God.
Ariana Grande, congratulations for winning the Choice Female Artist at the Teen Choice Awards. That was huge.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What have you done with your surfboard since?
I didn't actually get a surfboard.
What?
The weirdest part about these award shows is that, like, they hand you this award on stage and then they take it away. And I'm like, what? Where the hell is my surfboard? And then I get it like 7 months later. Like, literally, like, Kids' Choice Awards, like, Teen Choice Awards, AMAs, like, all this stuff, they come like months later.
We'll make sure when you come to Australia, we're going to give you a surfboard.
Oh, perfect. I was expecting more surfboard jokes at the Teen Choice Awards, but there weren't any.
There wasn't any. Well, we're going to get you one. Before you get out of here, and thanks so much for co-hosting for a full hour, Ariana Grande. On your Facebook, on the 22nd of July, you said, I want to be loved by you. Now, I took that very personally.
Oh, my God.
You were talking about me, right?
Sure.
Well, while you're here in September, why don't we grab dinner or a drink?
Oh, my God. I will see you in the studio, and I cannot wait to meet you there.
Uh-huh. And maybe some lobster and some champagne, of course.
I'm vegan. I'm sorry, man.
That's very fair. Moving on. Ariana Grande, congratulations on the new album.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you, Nothing Sus, in September.
Thank you.
Like Bump Show on Facebook. Follow Bump Show on Twitter.
The hottest hits fan made.
B-U-M-M-B.
This is
The Bump.